Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I barely made it in to the broadcast studio just now. I have been so busy on the telephone working on a whole bunch of bizarre, bizarre stories that just get crazier and crazier by the minute. I'm like somebody in a batting cage that is trying to hit 20 balls a second being thrown at me, and I'm not complaining. It's just all so important. And I can't triage any of this information. It's all that important. There's just so much of it. My brain this morning has been going a million miles an hour. So many points, so many facets, so many angles I want to go over. Then I get here on air, and I'm trying to track down all this information, I'm trying to call all the phone numbers and addresses. And you know, I didn't believe it. I didn't want to believe it 4 years ago when we got the clergy response team secret FEMA documents where they're training tens of thousands of prominent preachers around the country to indoctrinate their flocks for martial law, to indoctrinate their flocks, to go to FEMA camps, to take forced inoculations. And then we called the phone numbers, and FEMA confirmed it was real documents. And years later, they even put it on the news like it was a good thing. Oh, the pastors are being secretly prepared for martial law and to tell their flocks to submit. Oh, it's so good. Or going back 15 years ago when I learned about government narcotics trafficking, something that was already public knowledge, but I started investigating it. And then 15 years later to see the news go, yeah, well, our government grows the opium and we ship the cocaine in. It's for your own good. We put you in prison when you get caught using it. It's just so in your face to have a Supreme Court nominee openly saying that she wants to get rid of free speech in the Second Amendment, and it's not even an issue. And what's happening with North Korea is off the chart. And what's going on with Iran is incredible. And what's happening with the euro is just amazing. I mean, the turbulence, the tumult that we're in right now is just amazing. Now, I will say this. Yesterday, we began confirming, this isn't even the big story, that there are private police forces in Houston tied in with Serbians running around engaged in police work, and it looks like it's connected to the usual parties. And there's an Israeli connection, and I've got a big stack of research on that, and it just gets more insane by the minute, but that's not even the big news. The big news is that I was already aware, so this just confirms, that the feds, as part of the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act, and the clergy response teams and InfraGuard are publicly training and drilling to use post offices as sorting centers. You know, who goes to a FEMA camp? Who goes to a prison? Who gets released? Who gets inoculated? Who gets interrogated? And now we've gotten post office documents from a good source about them expanding these all over the country. Stay with us.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch you online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff.
New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more.
All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain, except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions.
You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase.
Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at DoublyShoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoublyShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we have the Korea situation, open talk of nuclear war, World War III. Notice this is all happening as the global financial banking system collapses. The world economy by design. You have Israel, the United States, and others openly talking about a first strike on Iran that could trigger just all sorts of very draconian scenarios. You openly have the federal government butchering the Bill of Rights and Constitution, spying on the American people with no warrants, publicly setting up FEMA camps, openly turning loose cyber command on the internet, propaganda intensifying all over television, where they demonize anyone that questions the government in shows like CSI are terrorists. Anybody who questions vaccines are murdering terrorists. Anybody who questions fluoride in the water is an un-American terrorist. They're just going for broke. This is a hot revolution against our freedom. There's no doubt this is super bad news. Now, I received information this morning and was asked what I thought about it. And it comes from a good source. And I know the source it comes from. And then I know the source that received it. And I only got this in about the last hour and a half. And I'm going to be quite honest with you. I'm going to play a couple of video and audio clips right now so I have time to go work on this some more before I start talking about it. I know that the post offices have come out in the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act in mainstream newspapers where it's leaked here and there, where firemen and police have talked, not knowing, they were compartmentalized, not knowing they were supposed to keep it secret, that they are to be used in forced inoculation centers and as distribution centers where they take in the whole town, and then people are put through databases, and certain people are sent off to FEMA camps, others are released, others are tagged. This has come out in government documents. Namely, and I've got Watson working on it right now, I remember this, it came out in Utah and Colorado and New Jersey, of all places, in 2002, 2003, during the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act. Remember, the feds were trying to pass that? They went ahead and implemented it through executive fiat, but it was forced inoculation for everyone in America with live smallpox. Then they started the shots with police, military, firemen, and a whole bunch of people died, had heart attacks. It caused an autoimmune response in the ventricles of the heart. So they had to suspend it. You remember that 7 years ago, 7.5 years ago. And then it also came out in the clergy response team documents that have been confirmed to be real. Now it's on mainstream news 4 years later, how great it is that the pastors are preparing their flocks for the FEMA camps, for the forced inoculations. And we know they've got Brigade Homeland and martial law training, and the entire military is being given martial law and gun confiscation training. See, we've gone from all of that being rumor to it being confirmed now. And NLE 09, troops from 14 nations training to take on the American people. And Obama's saying we've got to strengthen international institutions for a new international order. And all this global government talk. Now, the world economy is being collapsed right now. It may completely implode in the next month, or it may take 2 years. I don't know. But every expert we talk to that I trust, and my own research shows, there is no putting this back together again. They have purposefully destroyed the world economy, as Dr. Paul Craig Roberts said here a month ago, before he rode off into the sunset. And this offensive against liberty and freedom is going on worldwide in plain view right now. All the stops have been pulled out. All the chips are on the table. And I do have documents, and I have called some of the numbers, and they're real numbers this morning. And I am ferreting through some more of this, and we have a clip of this in Police State for the rise of FEMA, but I've got Jason Douglas right now pulling the actual raw video out. We're going to post that on my YouTube channel to dovetail, because at the time I went up there, and when they were down the hall talking to some other media, I ducked into some offices and began shooting video of everything, and they had genetic engineering blood testing facility. I got some video of that, and I ran over, and it said Alien Detention Center, Combatant Detention Center. And, of course, it had been on the news. They were looking at that to be a FEMA holding facility. I mean, that had been confirmed the year before. But people, you know, said, oh, Alex, you're making that up, when I called in on talk radio, when I called into my own show when I was out of town, when Jason was sitting in, when I covered it. And then since then, of course, we went through all the video, found it from 20-something hours we shot, and put it in Police State 4. But I didn't kick my heels or blow my horn and say, look, you know, here's the footage inside the facility. But people are in denial about that, so I'm gonna post that. In fact, I'm going to have Douglas just post where I duck into the room and everything. We'll just post that for you. I mean, again, it's in Police State 4, but we just show the documents there. I'm going to put the raw footage up of me sneaking around in the facility. Yeah, people never expect you to do bold stuff like that. I mean, she literally ducked into a room for about 1 minute, and I just ran into the office and started. You can see me flipping the documents, the blueprints. And I got out of the room 1 second before she came back out. The point is, this clicks to be accurate and real what I have. And I've got to go get back on the phone with one of the sources right now. So I'm going to go out to break with myself on Russia Today, yesterday. Then we're going to come back with Ron Paul Straight Talk in the next segment. And then I'll continue after that. And we'll see if I'm going to go ahead and break this on air. But go ahead and go to the video and audio. Here it is.
Blame Canada. Remember that fun song from South Park? Well, now some people are blaming Canada, or at least its government, for promoting itself using public money on the internet. Apparently, the Harper government has been monitoring political messages online and also correcting what it considers misinformation. Radio host Alex Jones is in Texas, and he joins me now for more on the story. So, Alex, the headlines here read, Harper government monitoring online chats about politics. What is this all about? Is it legal? Is it infringing on privacy rights? And if so, how are they able to get away with it?
Well, it is true that this is going on, and there's so many facets to it. And as they say, this is only the tip of the iceberg. Really, the echelon group of countries, the Anglo-American establishment, Canada, the U.S., England, Australia, New Zealand, but also much of Western Europe, for over 15 years, have scores of different programs. CENTCOM, the U.S. military out of Florida, has a program to go out and covertly post pro-war views and all sorts of other un-American information, pro-torture, pro-secret arrest, pro-Patriot Act information all over message boards, all over websites. They have dirty tricks campaigns. And so, of course, Canada is involved in this as well. I mean, they have just billions and billions of dollars that is spent every year on things like this. But then we also have what they call behavior placement. It goes further than product placement, where government pays to have certain messages in sitcoms and dramas and in movies. So what's happening is the people are beginning to realize that this is going on, but this has been happening for a long, long time. And the bigger issue just isn't privacy. It's the creepiness of the government secretly doing this, and that the scale of it is only increasing.
But if it's so creepy, and if people are finally, or as you say, finally realizing it, so why isn't everyone up in arms about it? I mean, we don't really hear this, A, covered anywhere, B, that, you know, there's no protest outside of D.C., you know, about this at all.
Well, it's hidden in plain view. I mean, it's kind of like Reuters, the Associated Press, and even Fox News in the last month came out and said, yeah, our troops helped grow the opium in Afghanistan, and then they help ship it out. But if we don't grow it, the Taliban will get it, and then they'll make the money off of it. I mean, that's the type of garbage that goes on. So, yeah, they're in plain view with the new Supreme Court nominee saying she's for banning free speech. She's for banning the First Amendment. She's for banning
the Second
Amendment.
But, Alex, let's get back on topic here, you know, about this Canada thing. I'm just trying to...
Your face is what I'm saying.
Right. I'm trying to understand, you know, is this something within Canada? I mean, if you or I write something bad, are they going to monitor this as well, or is this something internal with the Harper government?
No, this has been going on long before Harper. You know, I ship books and videos that we have on our online video bookstore at Infowars.com all over the world. They can get into communist China easy. They can get into Russia. They can get into Germany. It is hard to get a videotape, you know, legal film, into Canada. The only place I've ever been stopped for 15 hours and sworn at and cussed at and screamed at and threatened was Canadian Customs. Canada is basically a jackbooted thug government with a bunch of well-meaning Canadians who were ignorant to just how draconian their government is. Canada is one of the biggest police states on earth. They have some of the most draconian laws against free speech up there. But it has the touchy-feely neoliberal surface of a supposed democracy. And so it's systemic. The government monitors everything. The government's been caught with their Royal Mounted Police dressed up like anarchists, attacking their own police as a pretext to shut down demonstrations. Canada is one of the most oppressive regimes in the Western world. They're just very good at hiding it. And they've got their spies all over the streets, you name it.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage.
Fact.
Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans.
Fact.
Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver.
Fact.
1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease.
Fact.
Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide.
Don't wait to protect your liver.
Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Fatigue, headaches, allergies and asthma, chronic disease. Is your home making you sick? Here's a fact. Our indoor air quality is getting worse, and the causes include chemicals, toxic gases, dust, pollen, dander, and even chemtrail particulates. To rid your home of these contaminants, get the best-priced air purifiers in the industry at airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Our air purifiers are specialized to fit your needs, from allergy sufferers to the sleep-deprived to the chemically sensitive. And with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. And healthy, purified, clean air to gain. Call us at 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off when you use promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air.
With your weekly update for May 24th. Congress, with its insatiable appetite for spending, is set to pass yet another supplemental appropriations bill in the next 2 weeks. So-called supplemental bills allow Congress to spend beyond even the 13 annual appropriations bills that fund the federal government. These are akin to a family that consistently outspends its budget and therefore needs to use a credit card to make it through the end of the month. If the American people want Congress to spend less, putting an end to supplemental appropriations bills would be a start. The 13 regular appropriations bills fund every branch, department, agency, and program of the federal government. Congress should place every dollar in plain view among those 13 bills. Instead, supplemental spending bills serve as a sneaky way for Congress to spend extra money that was not projected in budget forecasts. Once rare, they have become commonplace vehicles for deficit spending. The latest supplemental bill is touted as an emergency war spending bill needed to fund our ongoing conflicts in the Middle East. The emergencies never seem to end, however, and Congress passes one military supplemental bill after another as the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan drag on. Many of my colleagues argue that Congress cannot put a price on our sacred national security, and I agree that the strong, unequivocal defense of our country is a top priority. There comes a time, however, when we must take stock of what our blank checks to the military-industrial complex accomplishes for us and where the true threats to American citizens lie. The smokescreen debate over earmarks demonstrates how we have lost perspective when it comes to military spending. Earmarks constitute about $11 billion of the latest budget. This sounds like a lot of money, and it is, but it's a drop in the bucket compared to the $708 billion spent by the Pentagon this year to expand our worldwide military presence. The total expenditures to maintain our world empire is approximately $1 trillion annually, which is roughly what the entire federal budget was in 1990. We spend more on defense than the rest of the world combined and far more than we spent during the Cold War. These expenditures in many cases foment resentment that does not make us safer but instead makes us a target. We referee and arm conflicts the world over and occupy some 140 countries with nearly 1,000 bases. With this enormous amount of money and energy spent on efforts that have nothing to do with the security of the United States, when the time comes to defend the American soil, we'll be too involved in other adventures to do so. There is nothing conservative about spending money we don't have simply because that spending is for defense. No enemy can harm us in the way we are harming ourselves, namely bankrupting the nation and destroying our own currency. The former Soviet Union did not implode because it was attacked. It imploded because it was broke. We cannot improve our economy if we refuse to examine all major outlays, including so-called defense spending. Thanks for calling this update. The update is placed on this number, 888-322-1414, every Monday morning. The written text can be found on my website, www.house.gov/Paul, under the heading Texas Straight Talk.
All right, and Ron Paul is scheduled tomorrow, but they usually give us a confirmation phone call or email a day or two before. We haven't gotten that, so if he's not on tomorrow, he should be on next week. Got a lot of important questions for him on the economy, on the In the Fed bill compromise that he called a sellout in the Senate, a lot of other issues. So we look forward to talking to him about North Korea and a lot more, Congressman Ron Paul. I'm still working on this post office story. Now, we've confirmed that they do have criminal interrogation facilities at bigger post offices for mail fraud, both of their employees and the general public with postal inspector power. This issue deals with them being radically expanded around the country, and everything they do has dual use. And what we've confirmed is they do plan on using post offices as relocation centers, as forced inoculation centers. And that came out in 2002 under the Model States of the Emergency Powers Act. So I have confirmed that these new documents we've gotten are real. But this came from a contractor involved building it. And some of the things that they've added cannot be confirmed. So what is the point? It's like, if you caught your neighbor stealing $1 billion, so what if you caught him stealing another billion? I mean, all the government does is lie, steal, and cheat. They're totally illegitimate. I mean, what's the point? It's like if they catch a serial killer who's killed 10 people, you know, he's going to fry in the electric chair. So what if he killed 10 extra? I mean, at a certain point, they're caught red-handed. I mean, look at this USA Today article as they promote the progress of their destruction of our economy. Private pay shrinks to historic lows. Ha! We'll be back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
I have a surprise guest on in the last hour today. I'll just leave it at that. It's about a 90% chance right now we're going to have him on. With some important COG, black state, black site, New World Order, martial law, FEMA camp information. And then we have Dr. Andrew Wakefield on. Rand Paul has been chosen as the person to have a media hoax run on him to demonize all anti-establishment candidates, both Republican and Democrat, winning every primary in every state and every special election in the last year. Every incumbent is being thrown out. 100%. This has never happened, and it's happening in both parties. That's never happened. The people are really waking up. And so you notice North Korea, that our government gave nukes, is now threatening to nuke everybody. And you notice Israel's about to go into Iran. A nice political smokescreen. So you have this hoax going against Rand Paul that he wants to keep black people out of McDonald's. completely made up. He never talked about the Civil Rights Act. He never talked about repealing it. They know that standard libertarian procedure for any mainline libertarian is if you say, should the Ku Klux Klan be allowed to keep black people out? Yes. Should the Black Panthers be allowed to keep white people out if they want? Yes. Should a black Masonic lodge be able to keep blacks or whites out or any other group? Yes. Can albino Indians keep everybody else out but albinos? Yes. Can the Bohemian Grove keep women out as a private male club? Yes. That's all. But they run this hoax, this national hoax, thousands of articles a day, saying basically that he wants to put a halter around a black man and have him drag a plowshare through the cotton fields or something. That's the same kind of hoax they're running against Andrew J. Wakefield. I haven't counted up all the studies, but it's in the hundreds. It's actually in the thousands. They've known for hundreds of years that mercury causes brain damage and is especially toxic to young children in their neurological development. And major universities have done tests with human brain tissue, living tissue, pig brain tissue, chicken brain tissue, the list goes on, that the most deadly heavy metal to brain tissue or to nerve endings, period, is mercury. It has an electrochemical response and doesn't just kill the brain cells it comes in contact with, like other heavy metals. It causes an electrochemical explosion, a chain reaction. So he did all these studies in his own office. He paid people to take part in the studies. And the media, knowing the public's ignorant about how studies are done, runs around going, my gosh, he paid people to take part in the study. That means he bought them off. Well, every study out there, unless it's the government, grabbing people using the CPS, I mean, they always pay you for studies. And so they've now had the British government ban the doctor who linked autism to vaccine. No, he's not the only doctor that did this. Any parent who's experienced their 18-month-old running around laughing, talking, being intelligent, and suddenly they go get their third round of shots, they have a convulsion on the way home, they sleep for 2 days, and when they wake up 2 days later, they can't talk. And they're going to wear diapers for the rest of their life. Cause and effect, folks. You walk out in front of a truck going 50 miles an hour, you're going to get some broken bones if you're lucky. You're going to die if you're not. But then we know what mercury does. We know what the vaccine inserts say can cause neurological disorders. I know a bunch of people in Austin took the H1N1 shot, and then their feet and hands became numb, and they went to the doctor, and they said, you had a vaccine reaction. And so this is the type of stuff that we deal with. They're just mass hoaxes. Hoaxes. And so everything they do, they target the public with hype, with just dumbed down propaganda. Oh, that was discredited that mercury can cause autism. Remember the propaganda 5 years ago? They would lie on the media and say, we've taken the mercury out. There is no mercury. And then parents would go to the clinic or to the hospital or to their doctor's office and say, hey, I want to see the insert. And then the nurse would say, honey cake, come on. There's no mercury in my ear. Over and over again. And then they'd say, well, I want to see it. And the parents would say, look, it says thimerosal. And the nurse would say, it's what your child needs. We lied to you for your own good. All over the country.
Honey, I'm calling the CPS on you for your own good. Your child needs the vaccines. The government wouldn't hurt you. Sure, we've been taking your blood at birth for 38 years and putting it in the Pentagon database. It's for your own good. We're going to take good care of you. I take all the vaccines. I'm 41 years old and have battled cancer twice, and I take all the shots. I trust my government. Join the cult. Become a body snatcher like us.
Well, they're not body snatchers, you know, turned into some alien creature from spores that rode the solar wind. They're spiritual body snatchers. They just... Oh, Elena Kagan wants to ban the First Amendment and the Second Amendment. Oh, that's good. Yeah, I like her. Oh, the government admits they're growing the opium now. Just like it's, oh, yeah, we're growing it. What's the big deal? Oh, the trillions we've taken, over 28 trillion. Haven't gotten new numbers in 5 months. I'm sure it's 35 trillion now, but we've taken 28 trillion. And we're not going to tell you where it went. And we've taken a trillion plus the last 2 weeks in Europe, and we won't tell you where that went. Yeah, we are training the clergy to tell their flocks it's of the Lord to go to the camp. Oh, we are training the preachers to tell their flocks to take the inoculations and go to the camps. But still, it's a conspiracy theory that camps are being built. It's just in the Houston Chronicle and the New York Times and the Washington Post and the Wall Street Journal that Halliburton, just in one contract, got 3 1-million-man camp contracts. Doesn't matter if they're publicly training in riot suppression and door-to-door gun confiscation and door-to-door cordoning of neighborhoods to arrest people in the new watch list, and they're openly announcing it. No, they announce it all. This is a military psyop. They announce they're doing it and then say, I've got this CSI clip. Steve Watson wrote an article about it. I'm going to play it later in the next hour when we go live at PrisonPlanet.tv. And remember, we're not even monitoring television. Here's an example. I turn on any television program on big ABC, CBS, NBC, or Fox. Any fiction program, and it is 100% brainwashing and conditioning. Anti-family, pro-inoculation, pro-martial law, pro-warrantless wiretapping, pro-warrantless SWAT teams. Everyone is guilty. Everyone deserves to be tortured. Torturing children is good. All the big movies coming out, unthinkable, you know, torturing people's children, cutting off their fingers. And in the real world, that's going on at black sites all over the planet. But then I just see an article that Steve Watson wrote, and you watch the television clips, and it's a professor who believes, get this, in chemtrails, and that water fluoridation is bad for you. And so the police go, look at this un-American piece of filth. He believes fluoride's bad. And they just go, oh, can you believe it? Now imagine how creepy that is. To have national government-funded, that's now admitted, behavior placements, what they call it. I call it propaganda placement. Government-paid-for messages where the police look at what the professor's teaching in class, and they say, ooh, he's gotten in trouble as a professor for teaching his students things like this. And he goes, water fluoridation? And the cop goes, this guy is so un-American. So the message is, if you don't like being forcibly medicated with a chemical that has a skull and crossbones on the bag and says causes organ failure and cancer and is a cumulative toxin, that's why they do it, none of it leaves your body. Almost all of it stays in you. And these people are so evil that now all these weak-minded jellyfish who don't talk to their neighbors, don't talk to their kids. They get home at 6 o'clock. They put an MSG, aspartame, oh, yeah, it's in most of the food now, chemical weapon, laced, microwavable Frankenfood that's got sterilants in it on record, the GMO, in every case, is designed to sterilize you. They pop it in the microwave, go over, turn on the television set, and then you have every program, every fiction program, jam-packed with brainwashing. And in this particular piece, of course the professor turns out trying to chemical weapon attack an entire building. He is a terrorist. Of course, it turns out that anyone who's against water fluoridation is a terrorist that wants to murder you and your family. Now think about the psychology there. All these scientists, the head toxicologist for the EPA, we've had him on, testified before Congress. Over 90% of the EPA scientists send letters to their own agency saying this is deadly poison killing the people. It's a cumulative toxin. It's a toxic waste. We need to take sodium fluoride out of the water and all these other chemicals that they put in on design. By design. It's not by accident. Now, the people that watch shows like CSI the message is, you're anti-American. Water fluoridation, he's criticizing that. How un-American. And, of course, the bigger issue here is, how dumb does the establishment think you are? I mean, how obvious where the villain believes water fluoridation is bad. I mean, these actors know full well what they're doing. They're mercenaries. I think the actor's name's Gary Sinise, the one who plays the part. I don't know. I don't watch CSI. But it's every, you are bathed in pure brainwashing. I mean, that's an evil government. That's an evil media. It's all covert. It's all illegal. They've got CENTCOM all over the web attacking myself and others. They've got the FCC saying they're going to take over the internet and shut down free speech. You've got every major White House czar saying it. You've got the Republicans going along with it. I mean, we're in trouble, folks. And they've got all these women's shows. And my wife goes and shows me clips of them where the mother that doesn't want to inoculate is a murderer and abuses her child. Or the woman who wants to keep her information private is a terrorist. Or the woman that doesn't want to abort her baby is a piece of trash. It's just, you're bathed in it. But the good news is the public's waking up to this. And so the system goes, all right, activate Kim Jong-il. We gave him nukes. Tell him to go completely ape and we'll give him some more money. All right, get Israel ready to bomb Iran. We'll start World War III. And remember in all of this, those of you that psychologically think you can make a choice to serve the system, I think the New World Order is big and scary. I think I'll just join it psychologically, you know, psychological level. I'll just rationalize and go ahead and go along with it. You're going to get smashed flatter than a pancake. Okay, do you understand that? You are not part of the power structure. You're not part of the winning team. Cops, bureaucrats, firemen, preachers, lawyers, politicians, mid-level corporate people, mercenaries. Now, a lot of you mercenaries know that. You're just scared. You've been inside the system. You know how evil it is. You've shipped in the narcotics. You've laundered the money. You've run the DynCorp child kidnapping operations when 500-plus children are being loaded onto those jets on those Eastern European tarmacs, many of them for snuff films. You understand the black-hearted hell pit that's been opened. But just remember, ladies and gentlemen, that we've got to get the message out to people that they're so scared of us that they have villains in show after show who want to poison the water supply, but they're teaching their kids in college, their students, that sodium fluoride's bad in the water. See the double thing? It's just like when they accuse 9/11 truthers of working for Al-Qaeda and claim that we're going to stage terror attacks and all these talking points. You understand? It's like saying Santa Claus is the Grinch or Batman is the Joker. It's upside down. It's like saying Jesus is Satan. We're the groups openly exposing the terrorists, so they come out and say, no, you're the ones planning to blow stuff up. Or they say, oh, yeah, anybody warning you about fluoride, they're a terrorist. Well, remember Jack T. Ripper in Dr. Strangelove, the Stanley Kubrick film? He's going to nuke the world. He's going to start World War III because he doesn't like sodium fluoride in the water. It's the same talking point. If you don't want poison in the water, you want to nuke cities. You want to poison. You're un-American. And then that same reporter that was down here a month ago from Nightline who swore it was going to air, and I looked right at him and I said, you're here to get file footage of me after your boss has staged a terror attack. The host of the Nightly News. What's his name? I've got it here in my stack. He's now got a piece. Well, it's coming up. Just wait till you see this. It's just, I mean, these people consciously know what they're doing.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
You know, I think what I'm trying to get at is this. It amazes me at how evil Dan Harris is. who I went to dinner with from Nightline. He also hosts ABC Nightly News. He did a piece called Hostile Climate, where they basically say you're a white supremacist if you doubt climate change. Okay. And when he was here, you know, I tried to show him clips of world government. I tried to show him facts. He didn't want to see it. He wanted to basically laugh at me. And, you know, maybe he's not consciously evil. But how do these people just enjoy propagandizing? And they imply it's a hoax that ClimateGate ever happened. They say that, oh, two different groups have exonerated the ClimateGate people. Yeah, the British government hired two top global warming fraudsters who are openly on the big payroll of these groups to come out and say global warming is still real and the emails mean nothing. Systemic, organized, lying fraud everywhere. And they go on ABC News and say you're basically a white supremacist. And it's the same stinking thing with Rand Paul. They just make it up. It's the same thing with doctors that do studies that show that there's an autism increase from vaccination. No kidding. We've gone from, what, an average of 6 vaccines 40 years ago to over 55 vaccines by 18 months? And we wonder why we've gone from 1 in 25,000 to 1 in 68? I mean, when I was in high school, the special ed was one room, and I was in a big 4A high school. Now it's entire wings. I go to the park, and there's autistic kids running around moaning and bumping into things, poor things everywhere. I take my kids to a movie. 2-3 rows will be filled with autistic children. Their brains savaged. And what does mercury do? What does mercury poisoning do? They knew 150 years ago because they had child laborers that worked in the tanning factories where they used mercury to tan leather. And they, by 150 years ago, the British had already done studies and pulled the kids out of the tanneries because it made them basically start drooling in the corner. Oh, shut up, Dan Harris and all the rest of you. You make me want to throw up. We know mercury's rotting our children's brains. Oh, you make me sick. And by the way, I'll never forget having the Deputy Attorney General on from Maryland. Remember having him on, what, 4 years ago when they had 2,000 kids line up crying with police dogs and SWAT teams on the news, a big mind control hoax, saying it's the law, you got to take vaccines, and the mother's crying, saying, I don't want to take the shot, my kids don't want to take the shot. It was all color of law. And I had him on the air, and he said, yeah, I don't take the shot, neither does my kid. It's all voluntary. He started laughing. And I said, but you didn't tell the people it was voluntary, did you? He started laughing. See, it's funny to them. It's real funny, folks. It's real funny to Dan Harris. It's real funny. It's real funny to the writers of CSI to go, oh, he doesn't like water fluoridation. He's un American. And then you learn he's a murdering terrorist. They're not putting fluoride in your water, folks, because they care about you, okay? They like attacking every organ in your body. They like brain damaging you. They like sterilizing you. You understand that's who we're facing? And they don't like it. You're starting to wake up to them. They love their murdering control freak evil. And all I want to see is this trash defeated. All I want to see is these eugenicist scum brought to justice. I want to see you wake up and break your conditioning and get angry. I was driving down the road this morning, and I heard him on talk radio talking about how if you don't pay your $15 toll road fee, you get a $1,000 fine. I already know people getting multi-$1,000 fines, and here's the best part. They didn't even tell people these were toll roads. They're license plate readers.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.